This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. I'm Charlie Turner reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, if you're a Facebook user worried about your privacy, The Wall Street Journal's Katie Binley says you can download your data to see the info you've shared and upload it. But first, here are some tech headlines. A wave of bad news has recently derailed tech stocks, but Wall Street's love affair with tech hasn't cooled. According to the Wall Street Journal, stock ratings among analysts and brokerages have largely held steady for big tech firms, even as their shares have slumped. That's a sign the tidal wave of bad news hitting the industry hasn't destroyed confidence in the popular stocks. Analysts cite big tech's strong earnings outlook and dominance across industries from retail to social media, as well as the likelihood that any additional regulations lawmakers impose will take time to implement. Open Door Labs, which buys and resells houses, is in talks with investors to raise at least $200 million at a roughly $2 billion valuation. Such a deal would help it purchase more homes and expand to new cities. The house flipper, which does business as Open Door, is the largest of a new class of companies that offer cash to buy homes online and then seek to resell them at a slightly higher price after making basic improvements. Open Door currently does business in six U.S. metro areas. The Wall Street Journal says fraudulent web traffic is continuing to plague advertisers and other businesses. A recent study by Adobe found that web traffic is rife with bots and non-human traffic, making it difficult for ad and media businesses to understand who is visiting their sites and why. Adobe found that about 28% of website traffic showed strong non-human signals, leading the company to believe that the traffic came from bots or click farms. Adobe studied traffic across websites belonging to thousands of clients. Coming up, downloading your Facebook data could give you a good handle on what the company has on you. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening, everyone. Facebook remains under fire over reports that data belonging to its users was mishandled. Facebook's problems stem from news that Cambridge Analytica, a data firm with ties to President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign, had improperly accessed data on tens of millions of Facebook users. Facebook is taking steps to curb the amount of user data that is shared. You'll soon have more control over your privacy settings, and Facebook will put some restrictions on outside ad targeting. Meantime, the Wall Street Journal's Katie Binley says you can find out what kind of personal information Facebook has on you by downloading your data. You won't get everything, but you'll get quite a bit. Katie joins us from San Francisco. First of all, Katie, how would a Facebook user request a download once he or she is on the site?
So it's actually pretty easy. If you're on the actual website and go to the top right part of the screen, there's an arrow pointing down and you would want to click on that. And then you can go into settings and then it's under your general account settings page. Under where it says manage account, you'll see a hyperlink that says download a copy of your Facebook data. And then what you do is click download archive. It will ask you to enter in your password. And then you'll get an email from Facebook telling you that, you know, your download is in the works. And for some people, it can take like up to, I don't know, it can take anywhere from 2 minutes to get it to several minutes. But you will then get a file that you can download, which has a lot of information about you in it.
Is this a new download tool or is this some existing thing?
No, I mean, they're going to be making some changes to the to what's available in your download in the coming weeks. So it will actually be different. But this has been around. I'm not sure exactly for how long it's been around, but it's definitely not new to this. It's not new per this situation. It's been around for a while.
Right. What exactly will the users see? Apparently, you write that users who've gotten a look at their information were pretty upset to find, you know, past phone calls and text messages.
Yeah, so this was an issue specifically with Android users. Effectively, what happened for some people is that when they got the permission, when the permission tool showed up to say, do you want to sync your contacts? It also had something about how their call and text history would be logged. And so many people, tweeted either thinking that they hadn't agreed to this or, you know, that they had unwittingly agreed to it. Facebook says that, you know, it was in the permissions and that they that everyone whose calls and texts were logged had explicitly, you know, agreed to this by virtue of syncing their contacts.
Is there a way that users can turn off this feature?
Yes, they can. What they want to do is go into Facebook's Messenger app and then click on their profile picture. And then they can click on people. And then they want to look for the button that says synced contacts. And then you would just want to turn that off. And Facebook says that the data will be deleted if you do that.
Right. Also in the download file is a list of companies, you know, advertisers that have your contact info.
Yeah, so my list was like relatively short. There were 11 advertisers that have supposedly have my contact info. So in some instances, this, you know, some of the companies made sense. Like Uber, for example, you know, I have the Uber app, and when I downloaded it, I would imagine I either gave them my email or my phone number or probably both. So basically what happens in that case is that Uber has a customer list, and then they would sort of cross-reference it against a Facebook list to find matches. So they then they're able to target ads at me in that way. So that wasn't entirely surprising. And, you know, Target's another one that I think was in my list. And if you've bought something from Target and they have your email, then, you know, that might be a way that you are on their customer list. And so there's this issue of once you're on a customer list, then they can match it to people who have Facebook accounts. But then there was one company on my list that I had never heard of before. It was a fitness app. And while I work out a lot, I don't actually use this app. So it's like I had no doubt that I was their target audience for ads, certainly, but it was just a bit of a mystery in terms of, you know, nothing about the company looked remotely familiar. So I did reach out to them, and their explanation was effectively, they said, we don't have your email or your phone number. And I gave them my personal email, I gave them my cell phone number. So they said that they did not actually have my contact information, but what likely happened would have been that they would have used like a third-party data provider to target ads at me, and that they believe that they showed up in my Facebook list as a result of that. So where it gets complicated is sort of what counts as contact info and whether being just on a customer list means that they, quote, have your contact info, because Facebook's explanation on their website of what, you know, what includes being on a customer list, a lot of different things can get you on a customer list. And this company, for example, said they weren't actually able to find my name anywhere or anything because the data that they have is anonymized.
Katie, you write that another section of a user's download names apps that he or she logs onto with Facebook.
Yeah, for me, mine was just Instagram. First of all, I don't log into much via Facebook unless I'm absolutely required to. But for some people, this list can be very long. If you use Facebook login with your apps, that there's going to be a lot of them in there. So what you can do is go ahead and either edit the permissions of what they have, you know, what of your information they can access, or you can actually, within your settings, just go in and remove those if you no longer want that tie between them to be there.
Finally, you could look at the long log of all the sessions that you've had on Facebook. You can review that.
Yes, you can. And it is, for some people, going to be like a shockingly long list, because it's just you can scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll, and it will keep going and going and going. I think it's a good idea for people to look at this list because it's got IP addresses associated with it. And I think it's just a good reminder for people that every time you're mindlessly logging into Facebook, that you are transmitting different information about yourself. So I think it's worthwhile just as a little gut check to see how often you've been doing that for the last several years.
Joining us from San Francisco, Wall Street Journal reporter Katie Binley. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner from the newsroom in New York.